In Matthew's gospel, the blind men followed Jesus away from the crowd into a home where Jesus encounters them personally in the quiet and asks if they believe he can take away their blindness. They answer, "Yes, Lord." Their hope of regaining their sight was realized. In this time of Advent, what are you hoping for, and are you ready to say yes to whatever God may ask? Am I taking the time to go away to a quiet place to be with Jesus and let him speak to my heart? In the first reading from Isaiah, these few lines bring me hope. Lebanon shall be changed into an orchard, and the orchard be regarded as a forest. On that day, the deaf shall hear the words of a book, and out of gloom and darkness, the eyes of the blind shall see. To me, it is hope for a renewal of our earth and a healing of our brokenness. If I have faith like the blind men in the gospel, believing Jesus will help to open my eyes to the suffering as well as give me the encouragement to act, what stops me? St. Teresa of Lisieux would tell me to find a little way to make a difference. Encountering people with a smile, making a donation to one of the bell ringers outside of the stores, or sincerely thanking them for their service. If we are not called to be on the front lines, we can and need to support those who are gifted helpers in direct service. God will encounter us this Advent in people and in events. Will we make an effort to see him or remain blind?